This is Twit.
I do have a story that's actually very, very, well, in some ways it's similar. It definitely ties into some of the same threads. And that is on It's Foss, someone wrote an opinion article about Google Chrome and Chromium and the fact that, well, we've moved into this world where there are basically two browsers. There's Firefox and there's everything based on Chromium. And Google Chrome, according to this author, John Paul Worldschild, Google Chrome is beginning to sweat bullets because they are losing Chrome share to Chromium browsers. So you've got Chromium itself, you've got Brave, Microsoft Edge is now based on Chromium. And they've had this strategy for years now where they take the Chromium open, Google takes the Chromium open source software that they really do most of the work on, and then they have their proprietary features that they build into it and distribute as, you know, the Chrome binaries. Well, apparently there were some of those features that the hooks and the APIs were left in Chromium to the point to where Chromium on Linux and some of these other platforms were able to use them, things like click to call and some of the syncing features that were, according to Google, only ever supposed to work on Chrome. And Google discovered this and went in and made the necessary changes to block those features from Chromium. And it kind of had a chain reaction where apparently some of the people packaging Chromium for the various Linux distributions specifically kind of stopped and said, well, is this even worth it anymore? If Google is going to start removing features out of Chromium, where does it stop? And I thought that was interesting to look at and to kind of think about this. For one thing, I don't know that it's a... I use Chrome, and I love the features in here in Chrome, but one could observe that it's maybe not a good thing that we are approaching the world again where there's only one major browser. But it's also interesting because you have this... it's not a conflict of interest, but it's... not necessarily aligning interests between Google Chrome, the business, and Google Chromium, the open source project. And I think it's interesting to see, you know, as they try to work these issues out and to watch where it's going to go.
Yeah, it is interesting. And what's also interesting, like, so people who are going to listen to this later won't see, you know, what was just on the screen. And it's this very bold heading, Google only supports open source when it benefits them. And it's, I don't know. I think that's the root of the controversy, for sure.
Yep. But at the same time, you have these people that are putting their resources into the open source project, and they are a business, and they've got to make money. And so it's difficult, you know? It's one of the things that we ask just about every project. It's one of the things that we'll ask today of the project that we'll talk to. How do you guys make money with open source? Because it's something that, in some ways, we still haven't figured out all the way.
I agree. Yeah. I mean, I come from a company that puts a lot of money into an open source project. I work for a company called Acquia that funds a lot of Drupal contribution. Mm-hmm. And I've yet to see an open source project that isn't heavily weighted, in terms of contribution from one company.